Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 71. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44. Mainly cloudy skies expected Saturday with highs around 34. 35 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says it's called off the organized search for a man who's been missing for more than a week. In Shelton went missing December 3rd at Lake Afton, west of Wichita. The Kansas Board of Education would like to see more steps taken to stop drivers from breaking school bus stop alarm laws. It's recommending lawmakers put in a new ticketing system that would electronically fine drivers who illegally pass school buses. Sedgwick County files a theft report against a New Orleans auction company called Civic Source. The company says it helped auction off delinquent properties in September. The county filed reports with local and federal law enforcement after failing to receive more than $1 million in payment. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What if this was someone in your family that had a chronic illness that they could not get away from?
Millions of Americans live with a disease that has no cure.
And I was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. The most immediate findings indicated that I should lose my leg, but it ended up taking 4 clinical trials in 25 years to get me to this point.
Cures are within reach. If we invest in funding for life-saving medical research that's needed to find them.
Even if they're unsuccessful in my treatment, that they will have learned from my treatment that will be able to allow others to stand on my shoulders to be able to be helped.
Join the fight for cures. Tell your elected representatives to support American medical research. Visit unitedforcures.org/action to send a letter today. Paid for by United for Cures Action.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Missouri woman was arrested on December 1st in Hayes after allegedly pushing a hotel employee because breakfast was not ready in the morning. Hayes Police Lieutenant Brandon Wright said officers arrested 54-year-old Bridget Mahoney Farmer of Kansas City, Missouri, after she allegedly caused the disturbance at the Hilton Garden Inn in Hayes. Wright said the disturbance happened between 4 and 5:30 in the morning and that Farmer was reported as allegedly intoxicated, yelling and cussing at staff. Wright said after the employee was allegedly shoved, the hotel staff called the police, and Farmer returned to her hotel room. She then reportedly refused to open the door for about an hour, despite the officer's orders. Wright said officers tried to use a tool to release the secondary latch on her hotel room, but Farmer allegedly grabbed the tool and broke it. Officers then forced the door open as Farmer continued to refuse commands, and she was handcuffed and forcibly removed from the property. Farmer was charged with alleged simple battery, disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, criminal damage, and interference with law enforcement. No injuries were reported. A grant for more than $20,000 was received by Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas from the Beach Family Foundation to enhance communication, improve community engagement, and support its custom creations work environment. Specifically, this grant will be instrumental in enhancing DSNWK's public presence and communications through electronic displays at their office locations throughout its service area. The displays will showcase achievements, program updates, community events, and information about services, which will improve communication with visitors, families, and the public. The grant will also be used to upgrade the custom creations workspace with new cabinets, new display photos, and merchandise display racks. These additions to their downtown Hayes store will better showcase the exceptional work and talent of DSNWK's many artists. Finally, the Beach Family Grant will be used to replace outdated manufacturing technology and improve the overall work environment for custom creations. DSNWK will purchase two additional Cricut machines, a Cricut Auto Press, a Glowforge Pro, a sublimation machine, and new work tables. Jerry Michaud, DSNWK's president, said that by adding these items to their creative options allows DSNWK to provide a more comprehensive, effective, and modern environment that empowers individuals with developmental disabilities to achieve their fullest potential and foster greater connections and understanding in their communities. On Tuesday, December 16th, the Kansas Supreme Court will hear an appeal from a Hays man convicted of murdering his wife. Colby Trickle was convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife, Kristen Trickle, and interfering with law enforcement, and the district court sentenced Trickle to a hard 50-year sentence. On the morning of October 31, 2019, 26-year-old Kristen Trickle was found dead of a gunshot wound to the head at her home, and the 911 caller reported that the incident was a suicide. However, according to then-Assistant Ellis County Attorney Aaron Cunningham, investigators worked through the evidence and determined that Kristen was murdered, and they identified her husband, Colby, as the main suspect. Investigators determined that 10 days before Kristen was found dead, Colby Trickle searched the internet for information on how to collect on her life insurance policy, and according to investigators, he was also engaged in an online affair at the time. Investigators also learned that Colby Trickle collected on Kristen's life insurance policies, and he spent all of the money in just a few months after her death. During his allocution, Colby Trickle apologized for being a bad husband and son, but continued to claim that he did not shoot his wife and that he was being wrongfully persecuted. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As he was announcing up to $12 billion in relief payments to farmers, Bloomberg said that President Trump pressured farm equipment manufacturers to drop their prices. The president said his administration would allow companies like Deere and others permission, quote, to take off a lot of the environmental restrictions they have on machinery, end quote, blaming them for driving up the cost for farmers. The president said manufacturers are, quote, going to have to reduce their prices because farming equipment has gotten too expensive, and a lot of that reason is that they put these environmental excesses on the equipment, as he said, which don't do a damn thing except make it complicated, end quote. Fox Business reported that the administration is going to take a lot of that nonsense off the equipment. While the president didn't give many specifics on how the plan will work, he did say that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin would be involved in carrying out the effort. The latest U.S. drought monitor map does show actual expansion of the abnormally dry areas in the state, and most of it's been concentrated in a good portion of eastern Kansas, extending up into the north central parts of the state. As of Tuesday of this week, a little over 27% of the state is abnormally dry or in drought conditions. That is a 3-point jump from last week. Still, just under 5.5% of the state remains in drought conditions. That is unchanged from last week, and most of that is extended into the east central parts of the state, the eastern two or three counties in the far eastern part of the state, down into southeast Kansas. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, When you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the state of Kansas for this afternoon, and temperatures well above average for this time of year, looking to climb up into the 70s across much of the western half of Kansas, with some 60s expected for most of eastern Kansas, some 50-degree readings for the far northeastern corner of the state, but expecting a cool down as soon as tomorrow as a cold frontal boundary looks to work in from the north and northwest for tonight. We'll get back to some more typical 40s for high temperatures for this time of year, for those high temperatures across much of the eastern two-thirds of Kansas on Friday, with 50s confined to the far southwest. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies with warm high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 70s. We'll have our winds out of the west and northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy skies, with high temperatures warming up into the upper 60s to lower 70s. We'll have west to southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 40s in areas closest to the Missouri River, but expecting some middle to upper 50s for Topeka. Winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For southeastern Kansas, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies for this afternoon with high temperatures close to 60. Winds out of the south and southwest at 10 to 15. For south-central Kansas for this afternoon, lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for southwestern Kansas, ample sunshine with warm high temperatures in the mid-70s, love southwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Financial stress is severe and persistent across farm country. Farm Bureau's John Newton says factors behind the stress are not hard to pinpoint. Soaring costs of putting in and harvesting a crop, and low prices for what farmers harvest.
We've had margins that have been at or below break even for many crops and specialty crops for many years in a row, and that's starting to impact farm financial conditions.
Newton says trade losses have also been a factor.
As the Chinese backed out of the market, that put further pressure on prices. As farmers were harvesting a crop, many of them didn't have storage and had to sell at harvest time lows. So even though we've got a framework in place and the Chinese are starting to buy product, the economic benefits may come to
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is Jan Teen for North Livestock Market, where we're going to sell 1,300 plus calves and yearlings here at 1 o'clock today. In the calves off the cow, here's 170 black steers and heifers, 550 to 675, 30 black and black white face and Charlotte cross steers and heifers, 450 to 600. 19 mostly black with a few char cross steers at 550. 100 plus red and black steers and heifers at 550 to 600. 100 red and black steers at steers and heifers at 550 to 600. In the wean calves and feeders, here's 180 three square loads, mostly black heifers, 775 to 8 and a quarter. 130 two loads of these, mostly black with a very few red steers, 800 to 850. 125 black steers, 650 to 775, mostly 750. 105 black heifers at 6 and a quarter to 700, mostly at 700. 100 red and black balancer steers, 650 to 850. 55 black heifers at 750 to 800. 35 black steers at 800. 33 black and black white face with a very few red. They'd be heifers at 650 to 800. 12 black white face steers at 650 to 775, 17 black steers 650 to 775, 27 black white face with a few red white face steers and heifers at 550 to 650. That's all today. Here are some advanced consignments for our special bred heifer, bred stock cow and pair sale to be held next Thursday, December 18th, starting at 1 o'clock. We'll show 80-plus black bred heifers, 100 black 3- to 5-year-old cows, bred black for March 1, 30 fall pairs, 3 years and older, 35 black cows, various ages. For spring calving, that's a dispersion, 100 black white face and red, older cows, bred for spring calving. Here's 6 black Angus heifers, their calfhood vac, replacement quality, their 6 weights. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.